From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Afghan security forces say they have captured the Islamic State group's regional headquarters in Afghanistan's Nangarhar province. Authorities say IS militants had been using the Haska Mena base for the recruitment and training of fighters. South Africans voted Wednesday in local elections. The results of the vote, expected within a week, could shake up the ruling African National Congress Party. The ANC has dominated national politics since 1994, but under President Jacob Zuma, the party's reputation has been tarnished by corruption scandals, unemployment in the country, and lingering economic inequality. An Emirates flight from India caught on fire, sending black smoke billowing into the air after a crash landing at Dubai's International Airport Wednesday. There were no fatalities, and all 300 passengers and crew were safely evacuated before the plane was engulfed in flames. Murlid Haran K. is the Deputy Consul General of the Indian Consulate in Dubai.
So I have met most of the passengers who came out to Dubai. They're all fine, except that some of them are having slight bruises in their feet.
The incident happened just before 1 p.m. local time, halting all traffic at the Middle East's largest airport and the busiest international air hub in the world. The Olympic torch arrived by boat in Rio de Janeiro Wednesday. The torch was sent on a 90-day relay around the country ahead of the Olympic Games opening on Friday. A yacht steered by seven Brazilian Olympic sailors made the one-hour journey from the town of Niterói to an historic naval base where two sailors presented the torch to the mayor. This is VOA News. South Korean military officials say North Korea has fired a ballistic missile into the ocean off its eastern coast, the latest in a series of missile tests. The U.S. military said it detected two simultaneous missile launches. One was successful, the other exploded immediately after launch. The U.S. Department of Justice has announced the arrest of a Washington, D.C. transit police officer charged with attempting to provide support to the Islamic State group. Nicholas Young of the Metro Transit Police Department is accused of giving 22 gift card codes worth nearly $250 to an undercover Federal Bureau of Investigation agent. The FBI says Young believed his contact had mobile messaging accounts that IS used to recruit members. The affidavit says Young, an officer since 2003, traveled to Libya once in 2011 and tried to visit there a second time. It also says Young met about 20 times in 2014 with an undercover FBI agent who posed as a U.S. military reservist. The Islamic State militant group says its West African Boko Haram affiliate, Boko Haram, has a new leader. In its weekly magazine, IS published an interview with a man identified as Abu Musab al-Barnawi, whom the group called its governor for West Africa. Nigeria-based Boko Haram pledged allegiance to the Islamic State group last year. The intelligence firm SITE, which monitors the online activities of terrorist groups, says the magazine gave no information on the status of Boko Haram's previous leader, Abu Bakr Shekau. 33 members of the U.S. military have contracted the Zika virus overseas, including one pregnant woman. Pentagon officials say all those affected were stationed in countries where the virus has been identified. In addition, six family members of military personnel have also been affected. The Zika virus has hit the state of Florida hard, and Senator Marco Rubio had this to say.
We already have reports of small businesses who have closed, small businesses that have decided, obviously because of the outdoor cafes, to close until further notice, events that have been canceled. And so we're deeply concerned about that.
Senator Marco Rubio, a private U.S. company has been given the green light for a commercial flight to the moon. The first-of-its-kind announcement came Wednesday that Moon Express Incorporated will send a robotic lander to the moon. The lander has been reported to be the size of the fictional droid R2-D2 from the Star Wars movies. Until now, private space exploration companies have limited their activities to Earth's orbit. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.